The most hopeful ayah in the Quran was about Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness in Surah Az-Zumar, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This was Allah's address, not to mankind, to the most rebellious of mankind. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Imagine that. This was a specific address to the worst of the worst among us. It was an address to him. Yani not people that are upon obedience and worship, most definitely they included in the ayah. But imagine, the guy that has lost all hope in Allah and has committed every sin you can think of, there is an ayah addressing him. Allah Azza wa Jal would say, Ya Ibadi. And Allah Azza wa Jal would ascribe him to himself. You're still my slave. There is love, there is mercy, there is compassion in this. There is an invite from Allah to this person. Who is he? الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those who have committed crime after crime and transgressed upon themselves. أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, meaning there's nothing else of the sins to do. He's done everything. He's finished all the sins that you can think about. He's done them. This is أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That person, Allah would say, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give up hope in the mercy of Allah. Because if you do that, that's another major sin as well that will be added to your account. That's the only thing you have. You're supposed to hang on to this. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not give up hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? What's the inspiration? What will make me believe this? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Because verily, it is only Allah who can forgive all the sins. جَمِيعًا. With the exception of none. We're speaking about major shirk and minor shirk and major sins and minor sins and bid'ah and everything. Everything is cleared up. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. How is this the case? إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because he's al-ghafoor. He's the one who is all forgiving. Al-Rahim. And he forgives. And his forgiveness is out of his mercy. This is why it was ended with al-Rahim. He forgives out of mercy, out of compassion, out of kindness and love for his servant that returns to him. There is only love from Allah to this servant if he wants Allah's mercy, if he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you see how big al-istighfar is. It was so huge that al-ulama would say the most hopeful ayah in the Quran is calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness.